The matter I was ringing you up about this afternoon is I have a meeting with John Bowler this afternoon at 5:30. I just wanted a heads up on what his current position is, if you are aware of it at all.
Yes. Current position, what on this?
On the mining, yes.
No, I'm not aware of his current position, but well, really, it's something you should ring Julian about.
Okay.
It's sufficient for me to say this. I'm absolutely confident that John will see this matter in the correct way.
Okay.
All right?
Not a
Now,
problem.
you should speak to Julian because he's a protege of Julian's.
Okay.
He took Julian's seat in Parliament
I'm
and he was
aware of that.
handpicked by Julian to take it.
Yep.
So I don't know that, I haven't spoken to John about this. I'm sure Julian would, but I haven't, so I can't tell you what his view is. But I am confident, because he's such a level-headed and quite an intelligent boy, that he'll see this in exactly the right balance.
Excellent. Because I was going to ring Gary Stokes at one point and just ask him what his opinion of the minister's position is, but I thought I'd give you a call first.
Gary's in China,
Oh, okay, well, there goes that idea.
but you do have that letter,
Yes.
and that will, if you read the letter, it's a very prevaricating letter, David.
It's not an objection at all.
No, exactly
It's
right,
more of
and
a, I personally believe that Limerick wrote that letter on the assumption that he's basically sitting on the fence waiting for someone else to make a decision.
of course he is.
That's what
That's
I'm, and that
exactly right.
he doesn't want to put egg on his face, so he's sitting there going, let's have a chat about it, and then waiting for someone else to make a call.
Okay, so what you can do is to read the letter, take out, say, 5 points, and repeat those 5 points to the minister today and answer those points so that when the minister sees that advice himself, he'll immediately think, oh, well, shit, they've answered that. They must, be on the ball.
Yep, not a problem.